Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Father, we thank you tonight. It is so wonderful to understand and to know how to live by faith. Thank you. I praise you for it. And I worship you tonight. We're learning more and more and more in these days that those of us that live and walk according to the laws of faith never have to change our lifestyle because of the times. We just stay steady on your word. And you always give us the victory. You always cause us to triumph. And we worship you and praise you in it in Jesus' name. I had the Lord minister this to me several years ago. Now, it was one of those things. I knew it, but I didn't know it. He said this just so plainly to me. He said, Kenneth, I want your desires met. And I have provided a way for your every desire to be experienced. I said, Lord, what is that? He said, whosoever shall say, I thought, oh my, I've been looking at this thing all these years. Whosoever. And all of a sudden, whosoever just kind of got all over me. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Whosoever. And shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive, and you will have. But when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any. And all of a sudden, something I've been preaching for 50 years just got all over me. Think about the magnitude of that. The master himself said those words. But when he said what he did, he said, I want your desires met, and I've provided a way. I want to talk to you tonight about first things first. So, go with me to the book of Matthew, please. And we'll go to the 6th chapter of Matthew, where there is recorded the greatest sermon ever preached. And let's begin with the 24th verse. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You can't serve God and the money system. One of them has to be first. And of course, God is priority. Right? God is priority. The kingdom is priority. Therefore, or because of that, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Why are you so hung up on that? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Now listen to what he just said. Jesse, he said Solomon in all of his glory is not arrayed like this, and I want to take care of you like I take care of the plants, which is greater than what I did for Solomon.
Yes, sir. That's powerful. That's
powerful. Huh?
That's powerful. Yes, sir.
That's the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
That's the kingdom. Amen. Solomon did not have the relationship with the king that you and I have. At best, he was a servant of God. Until after Jesus went to the cross, went to hell, paid the price, raised from the dead and glorified, sitting at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. You remember what Jesus said about John the Baptist? The greatest prophet. Yet, the least one. Come on. The least one where? Is greater than he. They didn't know what he was talking about. But we crossed over the river, brother.
Yes, we have.
We became new creatures. They were servants of the kingdom. We are citizens of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Are you going along with me so far? Well, I'm believing it's going to get better than this. Now, wait a minute. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Now, notice this. Verse 31 is a powerful revelation. Take no thought saying. Take no thought saying. The way you take a thought is by saying it. There are thoughts you don't have any business saying. There may be some goofy thing the devil put across your mind. Don't say it. Let it die stillborn. If you say it, repent, kill it right there. Abort that thought. Take no thought saying. Oh, there's a lot of things I could tell you about that. But that's a very, very, very important rule of faith. Amen. In another place, Jesus said, take heed what you hear, take heed what you say. All right, now notice this. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things. He knows you have need of all these things. But you seek first. First thing first. Food is not first. Clothes is not first. Family is not first. No, family is not first. The kingdom is first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, but that doesn't stop there. And his righteousness. You see that? You can't stop with just seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things shall be added to you. Now, wait a minute. Don't start worrying about tomorrow. Tomorrow gets here, do the same thing. Amen. Don't start your day off seeking all that other mess. Go right straight to the kingdom of God. Now, I want to read this to you from, wait a minute, let me get back over there. And we will go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 33. Now, I wanted you to hear this in the Classic Amplified. Why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. Well, now, wait a minute. Yes, he will. So I'm no longer a little faith. I believe that. Amen. Praise God. It's written in red. And I believe it. Amen. Therefore, you believe that? Then therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? What are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. Your heavenly Father knows well you need them all. But seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness. Listen to this. His way of doing and being right. He knows what he's doing. Don't argue with him about it. Amen. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. Don't worry or be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient is each day to its own trouble. Amen. In other words, what he's saying, seek my kingdom. It was here yesterday, and it'll be here tomorrow. So enjoy it today. Don't be worried. Don't waste your time trying to figure stuff out. Spend that time in the Word and praising Him. When I had, back in 2004, Sunday morning after the Southwest Believers Convention, standing there, and I won't go into all the reasons why, but it was a hard, spiritually a hard-fought meeting. It turned out to be a great meeting, but there were a lot of circumstances in that meeting. And anyway, Sunday morning, I'm just standing there in that shower with hot water running all over me, just glad that meeting's over with. And I turned to pick up my washcloth, and I had dropped it off of just pitched it over on the little shelf there in my shower stall. Well, I missed it, and it went in the corner. Well, I didn't turn and do this. I did this. And when I did, I'm telling you, there was a disc exploded in my back, knocked me flat on the floor, and I couldn't get up. Well, the pain was excruciating, I screamed at the top of my lungs. It hit me so hard. And so, of course, Dr. Weider, Gloria called him, and they came and drug me out of the shower. And immediately he and his wife just tied into praying over me. And I went to, then I went to see Dr. Colbert, and he worked on me. And he and Dr. Weider, I mean, man, they all over me, you know. And I was doing a little better, but, oh, I was in a lot of pain. Just excruciating pain. So it took me, took my lightning fast mind a little while to get a hold of this. But Jesus said, take no thought saying. This is when this really became big to me. I had, of course, it was in August. So I got two heating pads. Took the sashes off of two robes and tied them both to my left leg and turned the heat on both of them up as high as it'd go, so maybe that'd hurt worse than this other thing, this nerve in my leg. And I'm sitting out there in the backyard, praising God just loud as I could, just hollering just loud. I thank God for the birds. I thank God for the green grass. Thank God my other leg doesn't hurt. And to thank God for my hands, my fingers, eyes, my hair, anything I could think of. And when I'd quit praising God, then the pain would just get all over me. Well, this had gone on for days. And one day, the Lord ministered this to me, Jesse. He said, is pain in the mind, in the brain? And I thought, well, yeah. All they have to do is put you to sleep and cut you open. You don't know anything about the pain.
Right.
He said, don't take the pain saying. Thank God I'm healed. Not, oh, God, I hurt. You remember that? I mean, and so I started doing that. I don't take the pain saying. I don't take the pain saying. So every time I did, glory to God, thank God I'm healed. Thank God I'm healed. Thank God I'm healed. And there were those that suggested surgery and all that. And I'm not against surgery. But I checked in on it, and there was just too much failure rate with that low back surgery. I said, no, I'm not going that way. I'm not going to do that. Thank God in the name of Jesus, I'm pain-free. I call myself pain-free. I call myself pain-free. I don't take the pain, glory to God. And just make a long story short, I stand before you tonight absolutely pain-free. Now, I had a lot of help, but I'm pain-free. Glory to God. It's time we began to live and to think like citizens of God's kingdom. But now notice he said something here in the 14th chapter of John. Verse 12, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than, what? Greater works than these shall he do because I go to my Father. Well, you know, I've read that over the years, and Brother Hagin's interesting teaching about it, and I believe every word of it. And we'll never do greater works in quality. No, you can't do greater in quality. And I was reading this very scripture right here one day, and the Spirit of God said, Kenneth, there's the greater works in verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, the dunamis, that works in us. I said, Lord, what? Tell me that. Jesse, here's what he said. You think about the greatest miracle that you've ever seen. I can do better than that. Yeah. You believe me, and I can do better than that. That's some of what was coming out of my spirit tonight by the Lord. He said, I can do better than that.
Yes, sir.
He said, you need to be saying, okay, that's the best I've ever seen. What's next? Then comes the greater works, and then more greater works, and then more greater works, and then more greater works. And we're walking over into those greater works right now. We're going to see limbs put back. Now, Jesus has seen it, but we haven't. I doubt seriously if there's anybody on earth today that's seen a new arm. Now, there was a woman that was, she was born crippled, and she walked up to Brother Hagin and said, may I speak to you, please? He and Aretha came and said, yes. She said, this is the first new pair of shoes I've ever had on. Well, he said, well, I thought maybe she never had a new pair of shoes or something. She said, no, let me explain. She said, I was born crippled. She said, I just had to stay in the house all the time. And somebody gave me your tapes. And I've been listening to them for 6 months. She said, during that six-month time, the Word of God completely straightened out my foot, and I grew a little toe on that foot. She said, now, just to make sure that I'm not just telling a wild tale, she said, I was raised in the church of one of your close friends and told her who it was. And so the next time they saw them, she mentioned to the pastor's wife her name. She said, oh, the little cripple girl. She said, she's not crippled anymore, and she's got a new toe. Yeah. Oh, Brother Copeland. Don't go, oh, Brother Copeland, me. I don't believe that. Well, you'll never get a new toe.
That's right.
Or new anything else if you're not careful. Hey, you think the kingdom doesn't have toes? We were in a meeting a number of years ago, and we went in healing service, Gloria and I both, and this woman came up. We asked for testimonies, and this woman came up, and her little boy was standing right in front of her, and he was 12 years old, and I noticed she... And I thought maybe, you know, he's gotten healed of chronic sinus trouble or something. And I said, what was your testimony? She said, well, it's my son. And I mean, he was having such a good time breathing. She said, he was born without any nostrils. And they were going to wait till he got older and got to the place where he wasn't growing much and then go in there and fix him some nostrils. And she said, Jesus just gave him nostrils right in the service.
The Word of Faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Every Friday is a special day because it's offering day right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I like to read to you from the book of Galatians chapter 6. As a matter of fact, this is the scripture the Lord ministered to my grandfather, Brother Copeland, years ago when he directed him to begin having weekly offerings here on the Believer's Voice of Victory. That's why we look at this scripture week after week after week. Galatians 6 verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now, it's a powerful thing. When you sit and you hear the Word of God like this, I know many of you watching today, you heard something today, maybe something you've never heard before. You saw something today and the light came on in a way you'd never seen it before. Or maybe you heard something you have heard before, but it got in you in a greater way. It took deeper root in you. That's what this ministry is about. This entire ministry for more than 50 years has been about one thing: getting the Word of God into your life, causing you to see what it looks like to live by faith and walk by faith and talk and think and fight by faith. That's what this ministry's been about. But listen, when you're taught the Word according to the Scripture, you and I have a response. You and I are supposed to hear that and respond to it. And that's when partnership comes in. Now, I know a lot of you watching, you are partners with this ministry, and you know and can testify to the benefits of partnership and what a powerful thing that's been in your own life and how God has used your partnership into this ministry as an open door of access for Him to go to work in your family, in your finances, in your business, even in your own church or ministry. And partners, listen, because of your faithfulness, well, maybe I should say it like this, because of God's faithfulness through you, people all over the world have been taught the Word of God. They've heard it from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. They've heard the good news of Jesus Christ, and their lives and their destinies have been changed forever. For more than 50 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have preached this uncompromised word of faith all over the world, and people's lives have been changed forever. Now, some of you may not know this, but KCM sows at least 10% of what comes in through your offering and mine. They sow at least 10% of that back into other ministries all over the world. So what you need to see is that your financial seed, your offering, goes even further into nations across the globe, even beyond what this ministry is doing, and this ministry is doing a lot. But you're reaching people all over the world. That's a powerful, powerful thing. Father, we thank You today for the giving of the people. We receive it and we call them blessed in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for joining us all this week. We'll see you next week. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to Give is available in the United States only. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call 877-615-4267. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.